A lot of people don't believe that God is ruling and reigning. A lot of people don't believe that He's seated at the right hand of God. A lot of people think that Jesus Christ is the figment of someone's imagination. But the Lord God is ruling and reigning in heaven right now. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. Be strong and courageous. Be not afraid. Be not dismayed. Good morning, Facebook. Welcome aboard. The Lord God omnipotent reigneth. You know, there is no other name given among men whereby we must be saved. Jesus Christ has a name that is greater than any name. At the name of Jesus, every knee should bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. A lot of people are trusting in their wealth, they're trusting in their president, their prime minister, their government, their relatives, their mother, their father, their sister, their brother, their cousin, their aunt, their uncle. But we need to trust in the Lord forever. Trust ye in the Lord forever. Isaiah 26:4. For He is the one who created all things. There is none that can deliver out of my hand other than Jesus Christ. All things are possible unto Him. He doeth according to His will in the army of heaven and among the inhabitants of earth, and none can stay His hand or say unto Him, What doest thou? Isaiah 43:13. All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth, He said. Matthew 28:18. Believe ye that I am able to do this? They said unto Him, Yea, Lord. Then touched He their eyes, saying, According to your faith, be it unto you. Lord, if Thou wilt, Thou canst make me clean. Like we've said so many times, the origin of our faith is not ourselves. A lot of people have that idea. A lot of people are teaching that. You can pick yourself up by your bootstraps. The origin of our faith is not in and of ourselves. The origin of our faith is Jesus Christ. Hebrews 12:2, He's the author and finisher of our faith. For the joy that was set before Him, He endured the cross, despised the shame, and is set down at the right hand of God. So, this morning, let us recall to mind that God is omnipotent. The Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Well, omnipotence, omnipresent, omniscient, all-knowing, everywhere at the same time, all-powerful. That's the God of the Bible. So therefore, we don't have to fear what man can do unto us. If the Lord is on our side, if the Lord were not on our side, we would be defeated and miserable. But because the Lord is on our side, we don't place our trust and confidence in princes and kings, and chariots and horses and materialism and wealth and health and Christ is the fountain of all good. Yes, there is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins. This fountain is an endless supply, and with God's elect forever remains. This everlasting water we drink of. Each day replenishes our souls along the pilgrim way. Christ, the fountain of all good, forever doth provide a shelter from the storm, and in the cleft of this rock we hide. Our thirst he will always quench when we are oh so dry. With this everlasting stream of water he always doth supply. He said unto the lady at Samaria, if you would ask of me, I would give you living water, and you would never thirst again. We should be crying out to God daily for mercy and grace, realizing we are living amongst those who are full of rage and hate. What evil abounds in the souls of men? We cry out for mercy and grace for God to protect us from all this sin. Have mercy on me, O God, my Savior, should be our daily cry. Let not the evil one overtake one such as I. Daily mercy and grace God's children need each day until the evil one is taken out of the way. I'm glad that we're serving an almighty God and that we don't rely upon our strength, we rely upon him. All the elect are like Peter. Peter denied his Lord three times and swore he never knew him. But he had been chosen before time began. Satan has desired to sift you and you will turn away, but I have prayed for you and you will be okay. Full of fear and anger, Peter denied he knew the Son of God. How many times have we denied him too? Satan has desired to sift us as well, but if Christ has prayed for us, we will never suffer hell. All we like sheep have gone astray, turning every one to his own way, but the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. So if the Father has given us to his Son, when asked by Christ, lovest thou me? Our answer can only be, because thou hast prayed for me. Our only hope is in the work of Christ, not because we've done anything nice. Well, you know, I'm glad that God is not fickle. I'm glad that he is unchanging, immutable, eternal, omnipotent, omniscient, and omnipresent. Grace is the fountain from which springs faith. It is our foundation from which our lips sing his praise. He is our anchor amid the storm. He is our comfort when we are forlorn. Grace is our sustainer when we are hard-pressed with the burdens coming over us and bringing us distress. Grace is God's answer to us, showing us his love and his smile. And grace will finally bring us to eternity after a while. What did the blood of Christ accomplish for us? Did it merely make it possible that we would be saved? No. It secured our salvation forever, you see, that we would live with Jesus for eternity. The blood of Jesus could never fail what it was purposed to do. This brings comfort to my soul, and I hope comfort to you. He did not hang in agony upon the cruel tree just to make our salvation only a possibility. It was secure. His precious blood is effectual for all for whom he died for. Well, this morning, I want to conclude this short time we have together with this thought. Born and conceived in sin. All men were born and conceived in sin. This is a biblical fact. The only remedy for this sin is the eternal contract. Between the Father and the Son, the work Christ did do, dying on the cross, the work is finished too. Perfect sacrifice was Christ as he hung upon that tree, becoming my sin bearer, dying for me. Born and conceived in sin, yes, that's also true for me, but my sin was atoned for and I was set free. Now I sing praises to my Lord and Savior who granted me this loving eternal favor. Yes, dying in my stead, even when I was born and conceived in sin, and the quickening Holy Spirit causing me to be born again. I now can joyfully sing to my Lord and King, who through his perfect sacrifice my eternal life did bring. Well, may the good Lord be with you in a special way. I'm going to be gone a few days. I've got to go back up to Northwest Missouri to do some work. But we'll be back here, the Lord willing, on Friday morning. God bless.